From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Thank you for joining us for this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. In just a few minutes, we'll hear from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns continues the third message in a series on the theme, Living Clean in an Unclean World. The text for all of these messages is Psalm 119, verses 9 through 16. In the first message on the subject, Dr. Cairns focused on verse 9, where the psalmist asked the question and then gave the answer, Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. The emphasis there showed us that to live clean, our lives must be directed by God's word. The second message took its text from verse 10, With my whole heart have I sought thee, O let me not wander from thy commandments. Its main theme was the importance of a vital prayer life. The text for the present message is verse 11, where the psalmist declares, Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Borrowing from one of the great Puritan writers, Thomas Brooks, Dr. Cairns has entitled this message, A Sure Remedy Against Satan's Devices. Brooks's admonitions are just as applicable today as they were in the 17th century. Dr. Cairns will return to this message in just a few minutes. First, here is a devotional thought from the writings of C.H. Spurgeon, as found in his Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled, Reward for the Righteous. The text is Psalm 58, verse 11. So that a man shall say, Verily there is a reward for the righteous. Verily he is a God that judgeth in the earth. God's judgments in this life are not always clearly to be seen, for in many cases one event happeneth alike to all. This is the state of probation, not of punishment or reward. Yet at times God works terrible things in righteousness, and even the careless are compelled to own his hand. Even in this life, righteousness has that kind of reward which it prefers above all others, namely, the smile of God, which creates a quiet conscience. Sometimes other recompenses follow, for God will be in no man's debt. But at the same time, the chief reward of the righteous lies in the hereafter. Meanwhile, on a large scale, we mark the presence of the great ruler among the nations. He breaks in pieces oppressive thrones and punishes guilty peoples. No one can study the history of the rise and fall of empires without perceiving that there is a power which makes for righteousness and in the end brings iniquity before its bar and condemns it with unsparing justice. Sin shall not go unpunished, and goodness shall not remain unrewarded. The judge of all the earth must do right. Therefore, let us fear before him, and no more dread the power of the wicked.
Jesus, I am resting, resting.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're grateful for the encouraging responses to these broadcasts, and we want you to know that we're very thankful to those of you who take the time to contact us. Among the various publications which we offer on these programs, the most popular is the LTBS Quarterly Magazine. The principal focus of the current issue is The Risen Christ. The articles include On the Road to Emmaus, By the Sea of Galilee, and At the Mount of Olives. Also, this issue contains a missionary focus on the nation of Poland, as well as a report on what the Lord is doing in Nepal. You may have a free copy of the magazine simply by asking for it. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a series of video features on the website. In these video clips, Dr. Cairns answers questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, is it ever right to have an abortion? What is the unpardonable sin? And will those perish who have never heard of Jesus Christ? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
I fear, says Paul. I fear not only what's in the devil's mind, but I fear what the devil has got in your mind. That's serious. That is serious. In Ephesians chapter 6, he commands us in that famous command, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against what? The wiles of the devil. In 1 Timothy 2:26, he speaks of the snare of the devil. In Revelation 2:24, the Lord Jesus, speaking from the throne of glory, warns of the depths of Satan. Now, this is what I believe the psalmist was perceiving, and so must we. I've mentioned Thomas Brooks and his great series of sermons. His full title was Precious Remedies Against Satan's Devices. And I'm going to do something I very rarely do. Thomas Brooks, I better not preach these things, otherwise this will be a series of sermons. But Thomas Brooks started off that series with 12 devices by which Satan seeks to entangle souls in sin. I want you to listen to them. This is what I rarely do. That I would read 12 points of somebody else's sermon is unheard of. But there's more insight. There's more insight in the old Puritan doctor than all the modern professors of theology put together. Number one, he presents the bait and hides the hook. Think of it. This is how the devil comes to you. He presents the bait, but he hides the hook. Second, he paints sin in the colors of virtue. He can take the most heinous sin and represent it to you as something worthy. That's why we have churches all across America with adulterers sitting there rejoicing. They have broken their marriage vows. They have traded in the first wife for a new model, or the first husband for a new model. And this is love. And isn't love a lovely thing? Isn't it a good thing? How the devil takes the vilest thing and he can paint it to you in the fair colors of virtue. The third thing he does, he makes light of sin. Don't listen to those old Bible-thumping, old-fashioned, narrow-minded bigots. He makes light of sin. The fourth thing, he shows you the sins of good men without showing you much of their virtues. He shows you their sins without showing you their sorrow and their repentance. He points to their sins. He might whisper, they're all hypocrites. But the whole thing is, look at those. Those are leading men. Those are Christian men. Those are good men. Those are the paragons of virtue. And look at their sins. All the faults you find with them. As if finding fault with them justified your sin. But that's what Satan does. And then he'll get a little theological and he'll present the mercy of God as an excuse for sin. God is all merciful. God is all good. God is all love. Not a word about the chastening or the judging of the Lord. So the mercy of God becomes actually an excuse for sin. Sixth thing he does, he represents that, well, don't worry about it now. Just go ahead and sin. You can always repent. Repentance is easy. And here's the twisted lying of the devil. When he's inducing you to sin, he'll tell you, look, you can always confess it. Doesn't the Bible say, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins? You can always confess. You can always repent. You can always get forgiveness. That's when he's inducing you to sin. But as soon as you sin, he'll tell you, there's no way back. Repentance is impossible. It's not easy anymore. It's now impossible. And then I want you to listen up very carefully, for the old Puritan doctor was right on the mark here. He induces, in the seventh place, he induces you to toy or trifle with sin. Telling you that you can play a little with it without actually committing it. You see, you don't need to be a real separatist from sin. You don't really need to be so bigoted as not to have anything to do with the world. You can trifle with it. You can play with it as a baby with a toy without actually committing it. Another device of the devil is he'll point to you, point out to you how good and how easy sinners have it in the world. Look at them. I mean, look at them and look at you. You're trying to do right and everything's going wrong. They're living in sin. So you say this sin is so bad, and yet they're having the times of their lives. Everything's going well for them. No trouble with them. There's nothing new about this. The 73rd Psalm takes you right down that road. The psalmist was much afflicted, the psalmist Asaph, much afflicted with the same thought. Points out how easy sinners have it. And then the converse of that, number 9, he induces you to sin by showing you the sufferings of the godly. I've just talked this morning about man tortured to death. Mothers and their children thrown in containers to die unless they curse Christ. The devil will come to you and say, well, look at that. I've shown you the ungodly. They're having a ball. And here you look at these people. They're supposed to have the God of all power on their side, and godliness is supposed to be with great gain and all that. But look at them. Look at the sufferings. The tenth thing he does is he hardens your heart by getting you to compare yourself favorably with some people you think are worse than you are. You know, I'm not all I should be. But look at him. I'm not as bad as he is. I may not do this and I may do that, and I may not be this and I may be something else. It's not all what you'd want, but there's a whole lot of people a whole lot worse than I am. So what? So what? But that's the snare of the devil. The 11th device that Brooks mentions is that Satan corrupts the minds with error to lead you to carelessness and loose living. We read this morning how he sought to tempt the Lord Jesus. I'm not going through the temptations of Christ. The reason for reading that passage, I think, is already clear and will be clearer before we're through the Savior's preparation for it and his use of the Word of God. But see how the devil came. Would it not be a good thing for Christ to show to heaven, earth, and hell his power as Almighty God? Manifested in flesh. Would that not be a good thing? That was the temptation. And then quoting scripture. Be very careful anytime the devil quotes the Bible. I always tell you, be careful when an apostate or any servant of the devil starts spouting scripture. The devil never quotes scripture unless he intends to pervert it. Never. So, he would corrupt your mind by introducing error into it. He'd take a godly truth, usually what he'd call a godly principle, and he'd try to use that as a lever in your mind to get your thinking all corrupted. Let me give you, I could go down a list of these here, but we'll not do that. Let me give you one of them. This is a thing that's very widespread today. And I say this particularly among the Reformed, who are more deformed than reformed and are a shame both to the Reformed faith and the disgrace to Christianity at times. I hope I'm making myself clear. I'm trying to work on expressing myself with clarity on these subjects. We have reached the stage in most Reformed churches in America where if anybody has any standard of personal separation and godliness, if you separate from Hollywood, if you separate from Las Vegas, if you separate from the whiskey-swilling, cigar-sucking, gambling crowd of the world, that's legalism. So we're told. No, it's not. That's just a bunch of people who have been corrupted in their thinking, whose thoughts have been corrupted with error, and they're just allowing the devil to do what he tried to do with the Savior, to take the Bible and misuse it to lead to loose living. That's what the devil will do. The final device that Brooks mentions is that he leads you into evil company. He leads you into evil company. We read this last week in Proverbs 1. If sinners entice thee, consent thou not. Go not with them. Now I want to bring two texts together. And I'm not turning them up because I don't want to get off on a tangent preaching them. But I want them to be together in our minds. The psalmist prayed, gather not my soul with sinners. That's a great prayer. I want to tell you something. There's nobody here. I don't care how careless you are about the things of God. I don't care how hardened in heart you've become, how seared your conscience has become when you hear the preaching of the gospel. I am willing to make it a blanket statement. There's not a man, woman, or young person here who could look God in the face and say, Lord, on the day when you're gathering sinners to burn them in hell, number me among them. I want to be there. Not one. Oh, that's the prayer. Lord, gather not my soul with sinners. Good prayer. The only way to escape that is to get to Christ, who is separate from sinners, and who'll separate you from sinners. But if you are praying, gather not my soul with sinners, then Proverbs 1 says, do not go with sinners. In other words, you can't walk in the company that's going to hell, go all the way down the road with them, and think that somehow or other it's going to lead you to heaven. You can't do that. Don't go with them. Now that's plain. If sinners entice thee, consent thou not. Go not with them. Go not with them. Here are some of the dangers that confront us.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.